We're joined now by the governor of Louisiana, Kathleen Babineau-Blanco. Hello, Governor.
Hello, Debbie.
Hurricane Rita is obviously another major setback for your state after Hurricane Katrina. Do you have any sense yet of this storm's impact?
Yes, Hurricane Rita has sorely complicated our efforts to recover from Katrina. It has impacted the entire coastline of Louisiana, every community from southeast to southwest Louisiana. Is now receiving floodwaters. Citizens who never have seen floodwaters in their homes before are now experiencing flooding in places like, in some places like Vermilion Parish, even places we knew that the low-lying places would receive floodwaters, but there are floodwaters in other areas as well. We are working feverishly, but one of the things that we've managed to do is maintain a communications network with our first responders, and we're able to deploy help to them. But the winds are still blowing. In some places, there's still considerable rain. It's very hard to get assistance out to them, and we're asking our citizen corps to be very careful as to the timing of deploying boats and such things. As long as there are high winds, it remains very dangerous.
We all remember how during Hurricane Katrina there was a massive search and rescue effort because of the thousands of people who did not evacuate. You were very serious telling people to get out ahead of Rita. Did they take your warning, and are people out, or do you still have people stranded?
Well, just as in Katrina, we gave very stern, clear warnings, just urging people, begging people, ordering people to get out. We did the very same thing for Hurricane Rita. Many people did evacuate, but always there are some who did not. And some did not expect or anticipate floodwaters coming into their homes. They weather the storm, but it's the aftermath of this storm. And no matter how many times we told them that they could expect flooding, some people chose to stay in. So we are in the middle of search and rescue operations. It's vastly different from the urban areas of Orleans and St. Bernard, that kind of mesh into one intense urban area. As St. Bernard moves out, it gets more urban. Here, you know, we're talking about more rural areas. It's spotty, you know, so we know a family's here, a family's there. Most of the people in the low-lying areas did leave. Some did not. So here we are, and this is rather routine for our hurricane search and rescue operations and our hurricane response.
Briefly, you know, just how on earth will your state begin to recover from these two massive storms?
It is very hard to anticipate the length of time that it will take us now. We have even more families now displaced from their homes. I'm reorganizing our whole state government, and I'm asking the federal government to join me in a big recovery effort. We need to get a hold of our families and wrap them around with the comprehensive services, both from the federal level, from private organizations, as well as state and local organizations. I think we've got to address first things first, and the one thing that most families are going to be very concerned about is where they're going to live, how they're going to reestablish themselves. And so the housing crisis is greater than ever before, because we never resolved enough housing locations for the Katrina evacuees.
Now, thank you so much for speaking with us today, Governor Kathleen Blanco of Louisiana. Thanks.